Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
SoCal's number one for New Country K-Frog with Tailgate from Ray Lynn. You remember her from Team Blake on the second season of The Voice. She's playing at Tailgate Fest, which is coming up so quickly, August 17th and 18th at Leal Ranch in Eastvale. And she's on the phone with me. Hi, Ray Lynn.
Hey,
Ray Lynn, in addition to Tailgate, you've also got a song out called Rowdy. I just feel like those are going to be anthems at Tailgate Fest.
They better be, because I need all my people, all my fans to be partying with me. Yes, I'm so excited for Tailgate Fest. I have been super pumped for this festival because a lot of my buddies are playing it. I love Hardy and, of course, Brett Eldridge. And it's going to be an awesome lineup, so I'm really pumped. And I heard the fans are crazy there, so I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm. I love that you wrote Tailgate about the truck you had even before you had your driver's license. It's crazy the emotional attachment we can have to a vehicle.
You know, it's funny because I'm driving that truck right now as I'm this is my vehicle. I just this truck's been with me through a lot, and I, like any good old country girl, I had to write a song about it. So,
Ray Lynn, you recently wrapped up Girl the World Tour with Maren Morris. How fun was that?
She is such a fireball, and that honestly was one of the best tours I've ever been on. I just had so much fun. The crowds were unlike anything I've ever seen, and it was just a blast to be on the road with another female that's just slaying it right now. And we had a blast.
And then you were featured in the video for Redesigning Women from The High Women, Maren Morris's all-girl supergroup. I can only assume you had a blast working with all those talented ladies.
Oh my gosh. It was like really surreal because it was like a bunch of us in the back of the truck, and they drove the truck up, and it was like me, Cassie Pope, Lauren Elena, other artists and songwriters that are just coming up. And then we realized, we're like, holy crap, is that Tanya Tucker about to drive this truck? Tanya Tucker just hops in the front seat and then picks up Wynonna Judd on the way. And we were just like, what is happening? What is our life right now? Like, that's what we were thinking. It was so funny.
On a serious note, Ray Lynn, you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when you were like really young, like 12 years old, I think.
Uh-huh.
There is a young lady in our area named Ella who was recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and it sounds like she's really struggling with this. And I think that's a common thing. That can be really overwhelming for a young person. I'm wondering if you have any words of encouragement for her.
How old is Ella?
I get the impression that she's maybe early teens.
It's especially hard when you're just learning, like, a lot about your body. And when your body does something totally different with, like, what it does with type 1 diabetes, it's just a hard transition. And my biggest advice to you, Ella, and to anybody with type 1 diabetes is, first of all, every day is not going to be perfect, because not every situation is perfect. But I live a very healthy lifestyle, and I've been able to manage this disease and live a very full life with traveling and all of that. I think the main thing is finding people around you that support you and love you and are there to encourage you, but to know that you're not perfect and not every day is your blood sugar going to be perfect. And it's easy to get discouraged with type 1 diabetes, but staying in that positive mindset will help you, and that comes with being surrounded by people that know what you're going through. So, that age was really hard for me. I was diagnosed at 12, so I remember my, like, 14, 15, it was hard because you kind of wonder why God picked you. But at the end of the day, it's the one thing that makes you more unique, and it gives you an opportunity to educate people on what type 1 diabetes is.
You're so awesome, Ray Lynn. Thank you so much for chatting with me tonight. Can't wait to see you at Tailgate Fest. You're playing on Sunday, August 18th. We've got your chance to win 2-day passes on the morning show all this week at 7:10 a.m. and with the 5 Most Wanted every weeknight in the 7 p.m. hour. You can also get tickets at latailgatefest.com. Thank you again, Ray Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Pepper.